Nobody expects this to be an easy day for Loretta Lynch. President Obama's choice for Attorney General is appearing before the Senate Judiciary Committee. That committee, like the rest of the Senate, is now led by Republicans who are at odds with the president. The man leading the hearings is not precisely a new face. Senator Charles Grassley has been deeply involved in policy debates for decades. But Grassley is in a new job as chairman, the first non-lawyer to chair the Judiciary Committee. Here's NPR's Elsa Chang.
Republican Chuck Grassley is at the age where people like to use numbers to describe him. He's shown up for more than 7,240 consecutive votes in the Senate, the most of any current senator. At 81, he runs at least 3 miles, 4 times a week, and says he's never had a running injury.
But see, I didn't start running until I was 65, so I've only been running 16 years.
Another notable number, he's been with his wife, Barbara, for 60 years. Grassley picks up a small copper music box in his office. It's a replica of a small church in Nashua, Iowa.
My wife and I were married at the Little Brown Church. I don't know the song.
He was 20 at the time.
The Iowa law said that if you were under 21, your parents had to sign for you to get married. But the woman could get married 18 without her mother's signature, without the parents' signature. Now, obviously, that's been changed.
There's one thing that hasn't changed during the entire 34 years Grassley has been in the Senate. He has always served on the Judiciary Committee, a committee he now finally gets to chair. And in a chamber where more than half the members are lawyers, Grassley is the first guy without a law degree to lead Judiciary. He's a corn and soybean farmer.
I think all the non-lawyers see themselves, including Chuck Grassley, as bringing some common sense to the debate. Not meaning lawyers don't have common sense, but that the legalese by which they think of public policy is a little bit different than us non-lawyers think of public policy.
Today, Grassley will get to put that on display. Republicans expect to go hard at Attorney General nominee Loretta Lynch about the constitutionality of the president's executive action on immigration. They'll also press her about political decision-making at the IRS and other things. Grassley says he'll keep the hearing going until the senators run out of questions. And as for the farmer shtick, Grassley's good friend, Republican Orrin Hatch of Utah, says, don't believe it.
He plays the innocent farmer about as well as anybody I've ever seen, but he's not innocent. He really knows his stuff.
Grassley's invited critics of the Obama administration as witnesses to Lynch's hearing, including a group that's advocated for more voter ID laws. And last weekend, at a conservative Republican rally in Iowa, Grassley previewed what his main theme will be at today's proceeding: executive overreach.
The president is not above the Constitution. Congress is a co-equal branch of government. The Constitution established a system of checks and balances precisely in order to check abuses of power. We remember George III, one person telling 13 colonies what they could do or not do.
Grassley says more rigorous oversight of the government will be his priority. Friends note the senator has always been an equal opportunity watchdog. Matt Whitaker served as the U.S. attorney in Des Moines during the Bush administration and says even then, Grassley wouldn't let up.
I'd go out to Washington, D.C., and I would have, executives in Maine Justice asking me, what's Senator Grassley's problem with the FBI or with the Department of Justice, because, he was asking difficult questions.
Somehow a man who's been in federal office for 4 decades still maintains he's an outsider keeping government in check. Just a farmer from Iowa. Elsa Chang, NPR News, The Capitol.